I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Roughly 15% of Egypt's voters have turned out to choose a president. Low voter turnout calls into question the people's mandate. Rex Rogers with Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, says they've earned credibility to be heard during difficult times. What's more, people are flocking to the message of hope.
It's hard to know how to pray except that God's in charge of those things and He uses those who are there. So pray for believers. They are under great pressure.
At our website, you can see more of the Sat7 family and their needs. They tell the story of hope. Will you help them share it? Elsewhere, with India's newly elected prime minister taking the reins, Christians wonder how long their freedoms will last. India guarantees religious freedom, but persecution is still happening in rural areas where local officials make their own restrictions. To take advantage of the current freedoms they have, Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous missions, is helping a village expand a dairy farm that'll provide jobs, a source of milk for kids, and opportunities to spread the gospel. Pray Christians will have the courage to continue following Christ. And with intercountry adoptions plummeting in the U.S., legislators are discussing the bill Children's and Families First, or CHIF. The bill aims to increase and improve international adoption. Bill Blackware of Bethany Christian Services supports it.
Through intercountry adoption, many children are placed in Christian families and therefore are exposed to the gospel and hear about the love of God and the love of Jesus.
Take a stand and get involved. Read the full article at our website to find out how to use your voice to speak up for those who can't. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. May is National Foster Care Month. Join Buckner International's 30 Days of Prayer for Foster Care. Sign up to receive daily e-prayer points at missionnetworknews.org to help you pray for foster families and children in need. Just look for the link. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.